afraid.
We're not scared, we're not afraid.
Minneapolis made us brave.
Minneapolis made us brave.
We're not scared, we're not afraid.
We're not scared, we're not afraid.
Minneapolis made us brave.
While football fans made their way into Levi Stadium, organizations and community members took to the surrounding streets to protest against ICE and the violent actions towards immigrants and U.S. citizens. Shasti Conrad, with the Contra ICE or Against ICE Organization movement, had much to say about the purpose for protesting during the Super Bowl and the importance of spreading awareness around these issues towards ICE.
I'm the lead organizer for this project. We are partnering with an organization called Contra ICE, which is a collective of musicians and artists who are protesting against the inhumane treatment that ICE is inflicting on so many people in this country. And so I just feel like we've got to be doing everything we can to stand up against these travesties, and wanted to use the rally towels, which are at so many games, you know, all around this country, and we wanted to sort of have this also be something that people wanted, a souvenir of the Bad Bunny Bowl and with a little bit of football around it. And so that's like our version of sort of art activism. We believe in leading with peace and with joy and with creativity, and that everybody can be involved, including our artists and musician friends.
Protesters expressed various emotions and reasonings for spending their day protesting during the Super Bowl game. One activist, Ben, a Santa Clara resident who only shared his first name, shared the reason for participating in the anti-ICE protests on Sunday.
My family's been affected since the beginning of this country. I'm Native, and the Native resistance has really inspired me just in my daily philosophy. But my family is also Filipino, and they were affected by like the farm workers movements and everything like that. And so I am here standing up for myself, but I'm also standing up here for everyone who can't be here. I'm standing up for everyone who came before me, who fought for us to have the rights we have today, and to try and make this country and this world better than it was yesterday. So the scariest thing is to stand up for what you believe in and be your most genuine self. So coming here, I had anxiety before coming here, but you know, getting connected with people and seeing how important it is to people, it really empowered me to believe like this is more important than me being scared.
Another protester, goes by the name Soul, shared her thoughts on why protesting during the Super Bowl was very essential and something that needed to be done.
We are being targeted by a government that doesn't care about us, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, like it doesn't matter if we have papers or not. We're being targeted because of the way that we look and the language that we speak. And, you know, people are being, you know, targeted, they're being snatched away, and they're not even given a due process. And this is all wrong. Like, this is so horrible, like, what's going on? People are dying, and this government needs to go.
Inside the stadium, the Puerto Rican artist made history as the first halftime show headliner to perform primarily in a language other than English. And Bad Bunny used the global stage to send a message that extended far beyond the game. Quote, "The only thing more powerful than hate is love," end quote. Latinx empowerment was present this weekend, not just during the game, but also on the streets surrounding the stadium. This is Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.